This podcast is brought to you by On Track Studio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Taylor Lee podcast. I am here recording today just to paint you a picture. I'm currently sitting on the floor of the podcasting studio. This is one benefit to not doing like video recording with my podcast is I'm just vibing sitting on the floor. I'm in like a very chilled mood today. So it's very fitting. So just wanted to paint the picture for you. But before I dive into today's episode, I wanted to give you a bit of a life update. As always, we've had the episode last week where I was really speaking to all things on social media, things that I've noticed, just the whole thing. And I got so much great feedback from that episode. I love hearing from all of you. When you have things to say, so many of you slide into my DMs or you just like message me. So many clients will reach out. So I just love receiving feedback. So we had that episode. And since then, I feel like life has just been very cruisy, which has felt really, really good. I've just like been in my routines, had like the most chilled weekends that I think I've ever had. To be honest, I was saying to my partner Isaac the other day that it feels like this is the first time in my life ever where I've just like had no things that I need to be doing on weekends. I feel like from the age of, I think I got my first job at like 12 or 13. So I was really young when I got my first job. And ever since then, I've just been working weekends. I've had, you know, university work to do, whatever it might be. I've been working on my business. I remember I used to go into my office job on Saturdays at like 4:30 in the morning sometimes, and I would like clean the office for extra hours, whatever it might be. So I've just always been doing things on weekends and filling my weekends with, you know, the productive things, as you kind of just do. And it's like, you know, the eating the frog, if you will. And I've just reached a point where I actually just get to relax and switch off on weekends, which is so nice and so refreshing. And then sometimes as well, I am doing work by choice, just because I fucking love it. And sometimes like anyone in a creative industry knows, like when you're just in a creative flow, you're in a creative flow, and it like doesn't work Monday to Friday. Like I feel like this week has been a perfect example of that, where I've just felt very stagnant creative wise, like just staring at my computer screen, and I'm like, you know what, let's actually just tap out of trying to make it work. And I like can bet you that tomorrow, it's a Friday by the way, that tomorrow, like on Saturday, we'll probably like go to the markets or something, and then I'll come home and like it'll all be there and I'll like tap into it. So I'm fully just trusting that. But yeah, very slow kind of season, very cruisy season, which feels really good. But another piece to this is I actually just feel like I'm at a point with life, business, my relationships, just fucking everything, where I just feel so happy. Like truly so freaking happy. And it's not that I haven't been happy previously, like I've always been happy. But like it's just this like new like level of it in a way where I'm just like so fucking content with, you know, my relationship with my partner, my friendships, my relationship with my family, my living situation, my home is beautiful, my business, my clients, the content I'm producing, the programs, and just like, you know, my relationship with myself, just fucking everything. I'm just so freaking happy. And it's really cool where now I just feel like moving forward, everything's coming from a space of elevation, and I'm just making things better. I'm just refining things, and that just feels so fucking good. And I'm just like so proud of past me that was willing to do what was required of her in order to get here. Like this hasn't been by mistake. This wasn't an accident that I'm in this like frequency where, yeah, I'm just like about to cross like my highest cash month in business. I just have the most incredible deep relationships and connections with people in my life. Like that wasn't by accident, and it was all by choice. And I'm just so fucking proud of myself. And I just feel like I've really landed in that. And if you're currently listening to this and you're in that season of even where I was a couple of months ago, where it's still just like the eating frogs, doing the things, leaning into hard conversations. And don't get me wrong, there will still be things moving forward. I fucking know that. That is actually just life. But just know it's just, you're going to reach a point where it's like, it's all fucking worth it. It's all compounding. Like, I've been speaking so much to this with clients and in my private Facebook community about the compounding effect, where it all is just like accumulating and it's all just building on top of each other. It's kind of the frequency of like when you see someone join a gym for the first time, they can't expect to, you know, lose 10 kilos, have the six pack, you know, do 10 chin-ups, whatever the goal might be, from showing up at gym once and eating good for a week. It's compounding, right? It's like all of the parts playing a part where you're getting your sleep, you're hitting your water intake, you're eating good food, you're training, you're moving your body. And it's like that effect over and over and over and over and over again. That's when you start seeing results. So the same thing applies to you in your life. The same thing applies if you're a business owner when you're launching something. Like you can't just sell something once and expect that like everyone's going to buy it. They know what it is and that it's just going to pop off. It's going to take selling it time and time and time and time and time again, showing up consistently, probably running the program multiple times before it starts really getting a name for itself. It's that kind of energy and really looking at the bigger picture rather than just being so like narrow-minded in a way where it's just like you're only looking at two steps ahead of you rather than looking at like the entire kind of race, if that makes sense. So yeah, I just feel like so freaking content, so happy with life, and yeah, just really proud of myself and just really, really just at ease, which is really cool to land in. So this kind of ties in to the conversation that I want to bring in today, and it was really kind of inspired from that part of me when I was just sitting with myself the other day and just like landing in how happy I truly am. It came from that, and it also came from one of my incredible clients in a mastermind I'm currently running at the moment. She plugged in and she said, "Hey, Taylor, like, can you please riff on your journey with becoming the most authentic version of yourself?" And I like, if anyone has experienced like using Voxer before, it's like a walkie-talkie communication app, which is how I communicate with all of my clients. And you just hit the button and it records and you can just riff for as long as you want. I think the cap is like 15 minutes and then you just send a new one. Not that I've ever gone 15 minutes, but I hit play and I just like went off on my tangent. I didn't pre-meditate anything. It was just like, I was just in my riff and it ended up going for I think 8 minutes and I could have kept talking and talking. And I made a joke to the girls in the mastermind. I said, "I think this needs to be a podcast episode." And I'm like, you know what? It truly needs to be a podcast episode. So I'm taking today, it's going to be a very different texture to my previous podcast episodes where potentially I'm talking to things more strategy based. I'm speaking to things more business based. I'm really just going to be speaking to really just my own, I guess, personal development journey, but like specifically speaking to really finding like myself, as cliche as that sounds, and allowing myself to just be the most authentic expression of myself day in and day out. And that's also contributed massively to my business. Yes. So it ties into a business conversation, but I want to just like take you through that journey. And I think there's some really great like nuggets of wisdom in here that you'll be able to take away from listening to this episode as well. So where I'm kind of going to start when we're really speaking to like this whole piece around like finding your most authentic version of yourself and actually allowing yourself to express that, I think where it really starts is, and this probably applies to most, is that peace and that desire around wanting to be liked by everyone, right? When you think to primary school, you just want to be liked, you want to be accepted, you want to be invited over to come sit with the group at lunch, you want to be invited to play handball, whatever it might be. As you get older, you want to be the one that's, you know, liked to and invited to the cool high school party or whatever it might be. And then, you know, as you grow older again, it's you want to be liked in the workplace, in your part-time job. You want to be liked and accepted to, you know, join a group assignment at university, whatever it might be. It's a human desire and a human like need to be liked and accepted. Right. When you look at it at a primal level, even back in, you know, caveman days, if you weren't liked and you weren't accepted in the tribe, I'm quoting, you were killed, right? Like that was like your safety. That was like how you survived, right? So as humans, that's actually just like how we're actually ingrained to be, to behave, right? So for me, I was someone who would really people please in order to be fit, to fit in, to be liked, right? And I think a lot of people can probably relate to this conversation. And what I really realized on my personal development journey is the frequency of people pleasing and altering how people perceive you so that you can be liked, you know, saying certain things, not saying certain things, you know, participating in certain things, wearing certain things to people please. It's that the undercurrent of that is manipulation, right? We're actually manipulating ourselves to be perceived in a certain way, right? And the thing is, there's a very big difference. One of my mentors said this once and it stuck with me, is there's a very big difference between fitting in and belonging. So fitting in is where you're playing into manipulation. You're morphing yourself. Like I'm envisioning, like, you know, your Play-Doh, you're morphing yourself or clay or whatever it might be to fit in to a certain bracket that you think you need to fit into, right? And belonging is where you actually just fucking belong. You're just loved and accepted and you just belong. And I feel like when I speak to the piece around where I've really landed in lately with life and all of the things, I feel like I've landed in a place where I just fucking belong. And it just... everyone belongs, you know, we don't need to fit in. And once we can all understand that and accept that, the world's going to look like a very different place. You know, the biggest thing to understand when we do people please is actually witnessing that part of ourselves where we're actually manipulating ourselves to be perceived in a certain way in order to be accepted. And the frequency of manipulation, it's not like the fucking vibe, right? Like we even kind of get the ick with the word manipulation, right? And whilst I actually think manipulation is a fucking incredible skill, especially when it comes to business, marketing, all the things, like it's actually a very powerful skill when integrated in a healthy way. When it's done in a people-pleasing way, it's typically done unconsciously, which isn't a high vibrational thing to be playing into, right? When we actually look at it like that. So when we look at this manipulation piece a little bit deeper and we look at that piece around, you know, wanting to quote unquote fit in, it's typically because as well, we're preserving a concept of self, right? So when we come into the planet, the world, whatever you want to call it, and onto this earth, we have learnt traits about ourselves and things about ourselves that are the things that are safe, loved, and accepted, right? So for example, if we speak to a trait around being confident, right? You may have learned from a young age that being confident is really loved and accepted, right? So you know that you've been taught that you're this confident person, right? When I'm confident, I'm loved and I'm accepted, right? Oh my goodness, she's so honest. So you've learned that you're a very honest person, right? And that's why people love you. Like your parents might celebrate you, your grandparents might celebrate you, your teachers, oh my goodness, you're so confident, you're so honest, whatever it might be. That's just an example. So we learn, okay, when I'm those things, I'm loved and accepted, right? And that doesn't necessarily have to be at a conscious level. It's actually just like an unconscious thing that we've learned and we've been taught is X, Y, and Z is good. And, you know, A, B, and C is not good, right? So we learn those things and this kind of plays into like the manipulation piece, right? And the fitting in. So what I want you to get curious about is when you actually look at your own concept of self, who do you present yourself as currently? If I'm to ask you, like, what are 5 to 10 words that you would use to describe yourself? Look at what words would come up. And I can guarantee you they're probably things that you've been taught at a young age that are the things that are liked and accepted, right? You might say, I'm someone that's very confident. I'm someone that's very honest. I'm loyal. I'm hardworking, whatever it might be. The thing is, when we actually look at this, and this is where like shadow work just fucked me up, like truly, is when we actually look at those things, we will only look at where we are those things and not where we aren't those things. So what I mean by this is, if you are someone that really heavily identifies with, oh my God, I'm just like such an honest person, and you get very triggered by people that lie, right? So the polar opposite to honesty is dishonesty, which is lying, right? You're firstly probably going to get triggered by people that lie. I can't believe they lie. Why did they just lie about that? Like, hello, like I'm just putting my hand up because this fucking was me. We get really triggered and really activated by people that are doing things that we don't see in ourselves, or rather, we don't allow ourselves to see in ourselves, right? Because if, you know, the little honest Taylor was loved and accepted for being honest, of course I'm not going to look at all of the times that I was actually dishonest or that I'm actually being dishonest, because that's not loved and accepted, right? So when we look at things that we get triggered by, it's because we're not allowing ourselves to express that thing. Right. So for me, when I really, like, the biggest thing when I first, like, landed in shadow work and was doing this work, the biggest thing that used to trigger me was people that lied. And then I realized I fucking lied. We're all human. We all lie. So if you're listening to this podcast episode and you're like, yeah, well, I'm so honest. Like, well, here's the thing for you to look at is I lied. I would white lie. I would lie to my friends, even if it was something that was quote unquote small, where it was like, hey, sorry, I can't come to that thing because I have my grandma's cousin's sister's birthday event on, when it was like, I actually just wasn't being honest saying, I actually just don't want to go, right? Like, I was just like, you could have just said no. Moments like that, I was lying, right? So for me, it was actually looking at, oh, where am I actually those things that I don't present myself to be? This, like, again, it ties into the people-pleasing piece because, and the manipulation piece, because I'm manipulating people to see me as this honest person. You can bet your bottom dollar that if I was someone, you know, going out on dates, the first thing I would present myself to be is like, I'm just such an honest person, because I didn't want to look at the part of me that was a liar. Right. So this is what, like, the whole, like, real concept of shadow work is actually looking at, like, bringing those things that we don't currently allow ourselves to express or see, and actually seeing those things. And sometimes it's fucking gnarly stuff. It's really gnarly stuff. And it actually takes you dropping your ego to actually just, like, accept it. There's so many people when they're in just, like, such a heightened, like, reactivity state. Like, I'm sure you could probably think of some people in your life that you're like, you would defend until the cows come home that, like, you're not that thing. But that just shows how deeply, like, unintegrated it is, right? And it's just like the awareness isn't even there. Second to this is the piece around, for example, when we go to the conversation around, you know, being triggered by things in people and you don't allow yourself to express those things. I used to get really freaking triggered by people that were, like, in their full expression confidently, especially if it was like, if I was to click on Instagram and I saw someone, like, dancing confidently on their Instagram stories, just having the time of their life. If I saw someone, you know, out, if you're at, like, a bar or something and they're out having a dance, just, like, confidently, or, like, my body, I would contract. I would contract. It was like a fucking no-go. And what I would do in my reaction to that was I would project, because I would judge. That feeling would not feel comfortable in my body. Like I said, I would contract. I was like, oh my fucking God, that's so cringe, blah, 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 blah. Because I could never allow myself to express those things. I could never allow myself to be those things. So I would project. I would whisper to my friend and be like, what the fuck are they doing? You know, like, and I'm sure we all have examples that we can relate to when it comes to that. So I would judge, I'd project all of the things. When I saw shadow work, it was like, oh, I'm not actually allowing myself to do those things. What would actually look like for me to start integrating, like, fully fucking expressing myself, going to a dance class and fully just being seen and taking up space in a room full of people, whatever the thing might be. That's just an example where it gets to be a mirror for us to look at of, oh, I actually get to integrate that thing. So what this has to do with really finding, like, your full authentic self and, like, being okay and feeling comfortable to fully express your most authentic self is, like, there's two things in this, right? Is firstly, actually discovering who you actually are, right? Not who you think you need to be, right? There's a big difference between the two, right? Like, the preserving of the concept of self and then actually looking at the parts. And I'm like, oh, I am actually that. And I haven't allowed myself to see that. There's that. And then the next thing is witnessing how the example of me speaking about being triggered by someone dancing and, you know, being their fullest expression, how I would contract and then I would project, right? That was actually a me thing. It had nothing to do with the person dancing, with the person fully expressing themselves, whatever it might be, right? So the next part in that is witnessing when we go to integrating, like, our fullest expression, whatever you want to call it, your most authentic self. A lot of people fear judgment. Right. It's like, but what happens? What, you know, my cousins are going to say, what happens when, what, like, my high school friends are going to say, whatever the thing might be, choose your thing. We can actually look at how we are actually just a mirror for people, right? When we witness people projecting, judging, whatever it might be, we can actually see how that isn't a them, an us thing. It's a them thing. The same way that it wasn't the girl that was out dancing on the dance floor, it was actually a me thing that I needed to look at, right? And I was the one projecting. So you can actually start seeing all the parts at play where it's actually just a projection. And when you can get more comfortable with that and actually understanding that, you'll understand that you are just fully fucking a mirror for people, right? You're fully just a mirror for people and you don't need to make it mean anything about you. Trust me when I say this, like, I know that this is much easier said than done, but for me, that's like the, been such a big catalyst is in me really landing in like who I truly am at my core is those two things of understanding who I actually am, right? My actual authentic self. And then second to that, actually understanding that when people are making the judgments, they're projecting or whatever, it's just a them thing. And I get to continue doing my thing, staying in my own lane, staying neutral, doing my own thing. And that doesn't mean anything about me. So another thing I want to add to this as well, and it's something I've caught myself in, it's something I've reflected to clients before, is I would always catch myself having an assumption that if I was to do X, Y, and Z, for example, talking on my Instagram stories, if I was to start a podcast, you know, whatever the thing might be, this person's going to judge me. They're going to say this thing. They're going to do that. They're going to do this, da, 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 right? But there's two things. Firstly, I wasn't having the most generous assumption of those around me that they would actually just support me, right? It's really interesting how we go straight into like all the bad things and all the negative things. What would it actually look like to have the most generous assumption that like my high school friends are going to be fucking supportive of this? You know, my family, my extended family are actually going to be really fucking proud of me. Whatever it might be, how can you actually just anchor in to the most generous assumption? And I've been so guilty of not holding the most generous assumption of people. The next thing, the second part to this, if you are opting to go, like your mind jumps straight into, you know, the judgment, the stories, the projections, whatever it might be, look at what that's mirroring back to you. Right. So I've seen this like firsthand with myself where let's use podcasting as an example, or it's like, if I told myself the story when I was about to start this podcast, oh my God, this person might judge me because who is she to start a podcast? Right. Let's use that story as an example. Where have I actually projected that exact same story on other people that have started a podcast? Right. It gets to be a mirror. So it's like, for me, in this journey as well, it's like coming in to the most generous assumption and then also seeing where I was still playing into those things, right? The minute I could actually consciously choose to remove judgment from the podcasting example, people starting a podcast, it became so much easier for me to start my own podcast because I could have the most generous assumption of others around me as well, right? For as long as you're playing in the frequencies of always judging, always playing the victim, always whatever the thing might be, that's what you know to be true, right? That's what you see firsthand to exist. So of course you believe that that's going to exist outside of you. When if you can actually take responsibility for cleaning that up in your own world, your external world is going to reflect that. So you can probably even start hearing as I'm speaking to all of these things, you're probably going to be able to start clocking where you're playing into these things or you're seeing other people, you know, other people's projections, whatever it might be, as your awareness is being expanded. It's like, oh my God, I can see that like that thing I did when she was judging me, it was actually a projection. Like you'll probably start clocking these things now. And it makes it so much easier when you can actually go into understanding like human behavior for your own sake. And then also for like the sake of really understanding others. Another thing as well that I want to touch on, and I've played into this as well, is the piece around overexpression, right? So if we go to an example of confidence, I'm just going to use this as an example where, you know, someone potentially highly identifies with the piece that they're so confident, right? Because, you know, it was praised as a child, their parents loved it, their teachers loved it, whatever. You know, their partner, they potentially even have, you know, a business that supports that, right? Where it's like, you know, they're just so confident and, you know, that's just who they are. Sometimes as well, it's like we overexpress that it's like, yep, I'm so confident, blah, 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 blah. When we're not allowing ourselves to see the part of us that actually is not confident, you know, is fearing something, is whatever it might be, where we actually aren't fully confident, because we get to be both, right? Like, that's duality. Like, we're never going to always just be one thing through and through, right? We're going to have days when we're not feeling so confident. But if you're having a day where it's like, you know, you wake up and you look in the mirror and your acne's flared up and you're not feeling confident, it's like your go-to thing might be, well, I can't not be confident. So then it's an overexpression. So you can also witness as well when people start playing into the piece around like overexpression, and you start witnessing. I know a huge thing for me was I used to look at people that were so overly confident. I was like, oh my God, I just wish I could have her confidence. But it was like this piece where it was just like the pendulum was swung way too far. And it was actually just for me being able to anchor into like, what does confidence actually look like for me? How can I actually, you know, be in my own journey rather than getting caught up in other people's things, right? The same overexpression thing applies when it comes to, you know, the other side of, you know, the spectrum, when it comes to, for example, you know, lying, if we go back to that example. So what I mean by that is someone that doesn't identify with lying will probably be highly defensive and highly reactive and really overexpress if they're being accused of lying or, you know, something like that. I don't know if you guys can relate to this, where you've seen this play out before, where, you know, someone potentially might get quote unquote caught out by a lie or whatever it might be. And it's like the reactivity is just like defensiveness or rage or whatever it might be, because it's an overexpression, because it's like they can't be seen as a liar. It's like, I don't fucking do that. You were just blaming me. And then there's gaslighting and all of the things. So that's a perfect example of the overexpression piece as well. Whilst I'm here too on this conversation of lying, I've just been like had a full circle moment that I want to quickly bring something else in. When we have something about ourselves that, you know, like for me, for the example, when we speak to lying, that we don't allow ourselves to see, we don't even want to see in ourselves, right? We will attract people and scenarios into our lives to reaffirm that we are honest, if we're to speak to the lying piece. Right. I even heard an example where a lot of like people that aren't integrated in like lying will become will get jobs that reaffirm that they're just such an honest person, like a police officer or a lawyer or whatever. And that's just an example. It's not saying that all police officers and lawyers are big fat liars, but it's just really interesting how we will go out of our way, like on an unconscious level, to attract people and scenarios that reaffirm that. So for example, attracting a partner that lies, right? Because in that relationship, you were the honest one because they just lied so much more, right? Attracting scenarios where potentially, you know, you're to be seen as the most honest one there. Like whatever it might be, it's just really interesting to witness where we even attract people and things to reaffirm that concept of self that we currently have. And it's like, why do I keep attracting these like gaslighting, manipulative, lying, whatever it is, partners into my life? Well, potentially there's something there for you to look at where you're actually not integrated in those things. So, or you're not allowing yourself to be integrated in those things and actually accept those things. So people are going to reaffirm that you're the thing that you believe to be true, right? Of that concept of self, where for me now, if someone's to say to me, hey, Taylor, do you lie? I can actually comfortably say, yeah, I lie. You know, as all humans do, I don't make myself wrong and I don't shame myself for that part. And that's another big piece when we bring in the conversation of shame as well. It's like, it's not to shame ourselves for being these things. When you can actually start sitting in this and start seeing all of this as well, you will actually understand that we're not unique in all of these things. Everyone has these traits. Like, we're all humans. We all manipulate. We all have gaslit someone. We've all lied to someone. We're all fucking confident. We've all got all of these things, good or bad. They make us human. Right? So it's not to see these parts of ourselves where it's like, oh my God, I lie. It's not to shame yourself and make yourself wrong for that. Because when you go in a shame thing, it's just like then you play the victim. And when you're playing in shame, you don't have to take responsibility, right? It's just like, oh my fucking God, I'm a liar. What would it actually look like to go, fuck, I've lied? How can I actually take responsibility? How can I actually see where in my life I'm currently lying that I might not even have awareness around yet? Like, I remember even having conversations with my best friend and we'd say something, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh my God, I just lied about that. You know, even like the kind of thing where it's like, oh yeah, the other day, it's like, that's a fucking lie. That was 2 fucking years ago. You know, those kind of things where it's like, there's very small things. And it's like, once we can actually start catching ourselves in it, it becomes like cleanly and like healthily integrated into our awareness, when we know we'll sometimes do those things and we'll be able to actually catch ourselves. And that's how the pattern, like we not even end the pattern, because we don't ever end patterns, but it's just like having the awareness where we're really breaking the pattern, I would say, is like the best way to phrase it. So doing this work and having all of this awareness is how I've really landed in being my most authentic self, where now I can comfortably do things, I can comfortably say things, because I know it's actually authentic and true to me. It's not because, you know, it's the trait that my mom loves, or like it's the thing that like makes my grandma happy, or whatever it might be. I actually just know like the core place that things come from now, when I'm saying and doing things and making moves and things, like it's actually coming from a space of like, this is what Taylor fucking desires, you know? And like, this is who I actually am to my core. This is actually what I believe in, you know? I actually could see that. And then as well, do things and not allow other people's projections, other people's potential judgments, whatever it might be, to get in the way of that. And when you can integrate this and see this in your business, it's going to propel you so far forward. Firstly, because if we look at like social media as an example, your presence on online isn't this like concept of self that you're preserving. You're not like plugging into social media to try and, you know, present yourself as someone that's like so intelligent, so successful, whatever it might be. I can jump on a live video on Instagram and I can fuck up. I can fumble on my words. I cannot articulate myself, and I don't care. Like, it's just me, right? Like, I'm just, but at least I'm fucking showing up and moving the needle, and it's actually just me, right? Because what happens when we can actually start really, you know, being our most authentic, true self on social media is firstly, and in our business, that's firstly magnetizing as fuck, right? Like, you probably know people where that you just like are fucking drawn to their energy because it's just them and there's just something about them. That's that magnetic, energetic feeling, right? The next thing as well is, by you not preserving this concept of self and like putting on this mask, even if it's on an unconscious level, it doesn't create this gap or this disconnect between who you're presenting yourself online and who you actually are in like your group containers, your one-to-one, you know, whatever it might be. You can't always preserve that concept of self that you have in like a one-to-one container with someone. You're going to get quote unquote found out. So it's like you're unconsciously going to be actually creating this like block that you don't want people to come in because you don't want people to find you out. When if you can actually just fully be you on socials, fully be you in your business, in on your podcast, whatever it might be, there's not going to be that disconnect for people. You guys listening to this podcast right now, you can come into Voxer with me and you just get this. You just get these riffs. There might be fuck ups. There might be swearing, whatever. You actually just get it, rather than, you know, you listening to this podcast and it's this perfectly planned out thing. It's mapped out. And I'm like, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Taylor Lee podcast. And then you come into Voxer and I sound like a bloody bogan truckie sometimes. Do you know what I mean? So it's just like really powerful when you actually are just comfortable to fucking just be you and fucking own it. It's so magnetizing for business, like changes everything, truly. The next piece as well that I want to tie into this when we're having this business conversation is something I was really like met with maybe 2-3 months ago or something. So it was only like quite recently, was this piece around being wrong, right? I was like, oh my God, with like content creation, offer creation, speaking to things on socials or my podcast, whatever it might be. I think I even maybe mentioned this on the podcast. I had this fear of being wrong, right? I was like, and I said it to my mentor, I was like, if you're to contradict me, that would make me feel a bit sick. Like, I'd be like, oh my fucking God, I'm wrong. And then I would spiral. When I actually looked at that at a deeper level, the undercurrent of the thing of being quote unquote wrong was actually the fear of judgment, right? It was actually a thing of like, what happens if my mentor sees that thing and goes, that's not right, and judges me for it? What happens if my clients look at, you know, my post that contradicts another person's post and judges me for it. It was the thing of judgment again, right? So I was being met with it in like a new layer or in a new texture that I was probably met with last year with this like really integrating who I actually am authentically piece, right? So it was like a new level of being met with this piece around authenticity. And I was like, oh my fucking God. The thing is, two opinions get to exist at once, right? And that's what my mentor really said to me. She was like, you can have your opinion and I can have my opinion and they both are fucking correct. They both get to be right. They can contradict each other. They can be polarizing and they both get to exist because that's duality, right? Like two opposing energies get to exist at the one time. That's duality. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Also, it's the piece around the judgment thing that it's just integrating this in a new way where it's like, okay, can I actually just hold that people are going to have a generous assumption of me if they interpret my post in a different way? You know, they make it wrong. They don't agree with it. Like, can that actually just be okay? And can it actually just be okay that my mentor might post something and I might not agree with it? And that doesn't mean I don't like her. That doesn't mean I'm judging her. That's also perfect. You know, so that was a huge thing for me to come into in business as well. Like it's this authenticity piece in a different texture really, where it's like, how can we actually just like speak our fucking truth as well? You know, and that's like a deeper layer to authenticity of like being ourselves and actually voicing what's actually true for us, you know, and not altering that, not manipulating that and just allowing it to be true. And again, since being met with that and since actually just like fucking like going forward with that and moving the needle with that, I don't have to take a pit stop every time that like something contradicts me or someone might make me wrong. So you can see the energy of how much momentum I can have moving in business if I'm not having to stop and check things, you know, 24/7. I'm actually just in my own lane and not from a space of being out of touch of what's moving around me. I can have that, but I can also just stay in my own lane and just move. I can also continue to learn new things, integrate new things. It might contradict what I said 2 weeks ago, but that's also okay because I actually just trust my journey and I trust my evolution the same way that if a client of mine is to post something and I might not agree with it right now, I also just trust their journey and their evolution. The same way that I might agree with their thing in, you know, 2 months' time, or they might completely change to be in something that I agree with, right? So it's just fully expanding your capacity to hold duality as well is going to be really fucking powerful when it comes to just like fucking being you and owning it. So that's kind of my story, really. That's what I wanted to riff on. That's what I wanted to have my little tangent on, was just like my journey when it comes to finding really who I am at just a new level and like self-discovery. Like I'm always going to be learning new things and new textures about myself and growing and evolving and all of the things. That's like the fucking beauty in it, right? But like for me, that's just been the journey in it and really understanding as humans and human behavior, how we'll act with things. And now I'm just at a space, and this is, you know, me expanding my emotional intelligence, where I could make a post and someone could say something negative about it. I could do something and I could hear through the grapevine that, oh my God, that person from the gym said that thing, like whatever. And once it probably would have sent me into a spiral and I would have probably cried myself to sleep, where now I'm just like, okay, like I can actually hold it. And trust me, there'll be new things, new initiations, new levels where I'm like, oh, that fucking hurt. Like, and that's why I have mentors in my corner and fucking great friendships and relationships in my life where I can lean on those people for support to be held if I need to. But I can actually just understand it is like for what it is, you know, and I don't make it mean anything about me. And I'm just like out here fucking vibing. And when you're just in that frequency of just doing you so unapologetically and just like you're so obsessed with your own life, you're just loving it, all of the things, like that is beyond magnetizing. Like that is just something else. I can just like, you can just know it and you can just feel it when, you know, when people are just like, even when they're just like at the gym and they're just like walking, you know, like people like that, and you're just like, fuck, you're confident. Like I see that with like some girls and they're just like at the gym and they got their headphones and they're just like doing their thing. I'm like, fuck, you're just like confident in your own energy and you're just like loving it. And it's not for anyone else. It's just for you. Like, I fucking admire that so much. And it's so magnetizing, right? So when you can really start understanding this and seeing these parts in yourself and just understanding how others behave and react and all of the things, it just changes everything. And it's changed so much for me. So I wanted to share that with you today. So that is going to wrap up today's episode. I fucking loved that episode and just taking some time chatting with you all of the things. I have some very exciting guest episodes lined up for the next two episodes, which I'm so excited to bring to you. That's going to be really cool and just some fucking epic conversations that are also going to be just outside of like the coaching realm. It's just business vibes, all of the things. I'm just excited to bring that value to you. I hope you have an incredible rest of your day whenever you may be listening to this. But thank you so much for tuning in, and I will catch you in next fortnight's episode. Thank you.